but I've had enough of this ghastly feel-good inspirational music already. And we just don't know why they keep asking that. I mean, how many times do we have to explain? If you guys aren't feminists anymore, we don't have careers, and we want to keep our careers, because they make us feel good and they provide us with lots of money. So yes, you do still need feminism. Then why do you keep getting the answer wrong, hmm? Actions speak louder than words, still. Well, by any legal definition, they absolutely have. But I think the question you're actually asking is, have we achieved parity now? What relevance does that have? Why are you talking like women are some sort of childish sub-race of humans who need protection? Women are not useless. Women do not need you to look out for them. They can take care of themselves, which was the whole point of the feminist movement, wasn't it? Women aren't babies, they're grown adults. They can be portrayed in any way they like, or any way someone else likes. It's not for you to decide how other people portray you. This is the very essence of parody. This is the very essence of a lot of dissident political action. My God, she's just cooked her own child! Oh, wait, it's only a turkey. Oh, so in fact, this actually isn't making women look evil or bad, it's actually making women look pretty damn appealing to men. And I tell you what, if you look at the marriage rates, men are well aware that this is bullshit. You did a search on stock photos for women undertaking beauty treatments, didn't you? If you didn't buy it, it wouldn't fucking be there. You have brought this on yourselves. I assume she refused the pile of totally unrelated cash she was paid for this. I knew it. So what we're saying is, women can become MPs and cabinet ministers, and since Britain has had a female prime minister, we know they can become prime minister as well. There is literally no office in the land that is closed to them. Now, the problem we're having is a problem that I've actually encountered in real life. I have asked female colleagues and co-workers and friends and family members, you know what, you all keep saying there's not enough women in politics. Why don't you go into politics? And they always give me the same answer. I don't want to. That's the reason. You feminists are literally going to have to form a fucking Gestapo and go around to women's houses and press gang them into politics against their will. My God, these jobs sound boring as shit. I can hardly believe they can find 38 people to become Lord Justices of Appeal. Okay, if that's true, then that is just a call for women to up their fucking game. Women, you suck, apparently, according to the National Gallery. Literally, you've only got 10 paintings in there out of 2,300. You need to do better. Because at the end of the day, art is not something you can lower the barrier to entry for. You are either a great artist or you are not. You know, you are worthy of being in a gallery or you are not. Your vagina will not give you a pussy pass this time. That is an awfully specific thing to mention. So women need to up their choreography skills as well. I am surprised it's that high, given how little you're making it sound like women do. Only 1 in 5? Those lazy bitches! We need to start oppressing them, get them into the workplace, so I want them writing about 4 out of 5 of every front page, so the men can sit at home, or go down the pub, have a few beers. Fuck this. We need to do this oppression right. Well, it's a good thing we created a Gestapo when we needed enough female MPs, because we can use that to round up some women and make them engineers now as well. How is this an example of oppression? I imagine that the Royal Society has never had a Japanese president either. Is it prejudiced against the Japanese? I imagine there are a lot of steps between undergraduate to professor. Now, if only 6% of women get to professor level, then that means that A, they are capable of it, but it also means that, I don't know, either they are subject to massive inherent bias within academia, so that the 6% who do become professors have probably slept their way there, or they're choosing not to do it. Well, given the feminization of academia, I think I know which one I would go for. So what percentage of the crappy films did they direct? If they experience sexual harassment at work, why don't they go to the police? Is it because they aren't actually experiencing sexual harassment by any rational definition, but they are experiencing it in the same way the PIV people would consider consensual sex to be rape? Over 2 women. What, do you mean 3? And, okay, that's fine, let's petition Parliament. I want a law against former or current partners murdering their girlfriends. I am willing to march with you for that one. Well, if you don't think that we should, maybe we should create a law against it. I mean, every man is raised to know that he can just rape a bitch whenever he wants. So, I mean, I think you guys are just going bonkers now. But if you don't want her sexually assaulting you, fine. We'll make a law about it, and then every man in Britain will know they're not allowed to rape or sexually assault, and they won't. That'll be the end of it. It will never happen again. You know, there are only so many e-petitions I can create. We are going to be standing outside of Parliament all day at this rate. Was this not covered in the 400,000 sexual assaults a year? Do you really, honestly want to make that fucking comparison, you fucking idiots? I mean, there is only so much I can take the piss out of before it becomes cruel. And at this point, I think I'm being cruel. I mean, You are literally saying that a woman is no smarter than a dog and receives less preferential treatment, as if she is not capable of phoning the police herself, as if she's not capable of walking out, as if she didn't choose the partner who is abusing her. You know what, right? And I know this sounds crazy, but a lot of women like bad boys. That's what they go for. They like stress. They like the arguments. They like the drama. I think it's crazy. I'm sure you think it's crazy. Maybe they're crazy, but that's what they do. But you know what? It's their choice. The reason the neighbors don't get involved is because they think she's the one who keeps going back to him. You know, he gives her a black eye and then she goes right back because she can't control the little tingles she gets when she thinks of how much of a bad boy he is. Well, fucking good for her. Have him. Go ahead. It's her fucking choice. The dog doesn't have a choice. The dog can't phone the police. The dog can't get out of the house. The dog can't do anything because it's a fucking dog. Jesus fucking Christ, what is wrong with you people? False fucking equivalency, alright? Domestic violence, as in your partner hitting you in the face, is less serious than cancer, war, malaria, or even a car accident. It is a lot less serious. These things kill people, and I'm sure that there are women who die from domestic violence, but it's not nearly as guaranteed as if when you get cancer, a war turning up, malaria, or you find yourself in a terrible car accident. If you think they're the same thing, then I'm guessing you haven't experienced any of the latter. And yet I can't help but notice you protest in the one place where feminism is least needed, the modern West. What? All of these were individual experiences, you fucking idiot! Are you saying that 400,000 women got together in a fucking stadium to be sexually assaulted or something? It wasn't a collective experience. They were all individual experiences that happened one at a time over a complete period of time. It wasn't just one fucking occurrence. Sorry, did you mean the everyday first world problems project, such as men taking up too much space on the train, or I need feminism because a person didn't think I was going to be an engineer, even though you have already proven in this video that only 1 in 10 engineers are a woman? Ah, right, that's important. That is terrible. That's terrible too. Japan has got a lot to answer for. Yeah. Get an abortion or resign. That's awful. Just awful. Yeah, no, that's terrible too. Awful. And that is genuinely worrying. I mean, it says a lot about our society as a whole, really. Again, just terrible. Well, screamed her. I don't believe you. I don't believe there are a bunch of octogenarians standing around pressuring an old woman for sex. Yeah, that's... Oh, God. Probably was. No. Despite the fact that they are completely able to report it. Again, legally, no. Men definitely get the worst of it. No, the answer's still no. But again, not in the West, anyway. I don't know. You guys carry on being as batshit insane as you like, and anyone who's not come and join me on facebook.com/allyouneedtodoisthink.